Live Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
And baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. How are you, pal?
How are we, lad?
We're doing great. Brucey Bruce, how are you?
Doing well, dude. What's
how going you doing,
on?
Dude? Mitt, how are you doing, pal?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good, Tony. How are you doing?
Great. How's everybody's weekend? How's your weekend, pal?
All's well, my friend. Saturday, footy 6-4. Sunday wasn't as good. Sunday baseball, as usual, got smacked a bit.
Still betting Sunday baseball, huh?
I mean, I throw it out there for whoever wants to fucking lose with me.
I do feel like I kind of owe you an apology, because on Saturday with the week zero games going on, I was just losing baseball bets and wondering why I was like even going to
the window. Owe me an apology, you're saying?
Yeah, a little bit.
No. We still put our work boots on every single day, right, pal?
Yeah. Saturday baseball was good. Saturday baseball was fine. Saturday in all was like, I mean, there was a point where I looked at my thing and I had 37 bets on Saturday. Like, God, I'm never going to make it out of this fucking alive.
To be honest.
I had no idea, dude, because I had all the footy, and then I pretty much bet every college football game at that point.
It was hard not to week zero. To be honest, I'm not putting on the Mizunos during the weekend. I will still bet baseball every single weekday because you have to for the show. Saturday and Sundays until playoffs, there's going to be zero baseball bet on.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
I'm not going to fight you on that.
Nebraska at Northwestern, fucking huge. First huge upset of the season. What were they, 12.5 to finish at?
Yeah, I think it did close at 12.5. But it was at 11.5 until basically an hour before kickoff, and then it jumped to...
My shocker was that Northwestern scored fucking 31 points. That is not good news for... the Nebraska defense this season, I don't think.
What a scene.
Fucking Nebraska goes down, scores 7, goes up 7-0. I was like, oh, I thought this one was
that kid made a play on that ball, too. That was a sick catch.
Fucking great play.
And 30-yard touchdown passes are, like, usually how you cover the spread against Northwestern.
Normally.
You fumble did it. The number 57 just rolling in there and...
I mean, the onside kick sealed their fate. Wow. You knew as soon as that went awry. You can't fuck with the football gods like that and not get the ball.
I was happy that Ireland got to see a good football game.
Yeah, true. That's
true.
Think of that.
Free beer.
Utah State won but did not cover.
That's an issue.
What do you mean?
Is an issue.
You got a good young player. You got a good young quarterback. Just leave him on the bench. Starting a sixth year, Logan Bonner fucking stinks. Whatever.
I know you weren't here Friday, Tone, but I got taken out back for saying that I liked UConn
Hey, you were not alone. There's a lot of people that liked UConn this weekend.
Mora's got the boys buzzing, dude.
Yeah, hey, I'm all for a nice
transfer
survival.
From Akron, quarterback. UConn, they're not going to fucking win a ton of games, but you know what? They may cover. Now, Utah State's award is that they go to Bama this week. So that'll be fun
biggest,
for them.
Biggest swing in spreads in college football history.
What
from
them
being,
been?
26.5 point favorite to whatever they are as a dog. Biggest swing in the history of college football week to week.
It makes sense. The Illini fucking whooped on Wyoming.
Now Illini as a dog this weekend.
I asked Bruce, I said, do you remember last week when I said fucking Illini +4.5 against Indiana if they look good? It's 2.5. It's already down to 2.5 now.
2.5. It was 3.5 this morning.
Yeah. So
College football lines are banana land, dude. Because remember what happened with Nebraska? We thought it was going to go the other way. And then you get about 2 hours before game time, it's down to 11.5.
Especially these first weeks. Because the books don't know really where the money is going to come in at. I mean, they have an idea of potentially where the money is going to come in. But if they set a line and the public thinks they're completely far off and they hammer a team, they're going to have to move it.
Yep. And the no buying points, too. They have to.
You could buy points on the Nebraska and Northwestern game. You could not buy on any of the other ones that day.
Oh, they just do it for like the big game.
I don't know. Yeah, I was looking. Obviously, the fucking Dukes covered the 46, 45, whatever that was.
Who's Florida State got this weekend? I was looking at that game.
LSU on Sunday, I believe.
Or... yes, I am on. I like the family in that one.
Oh, do you? Okay. FAU fucking looked really good against Charlotte. I had in my notes, if FAU looks good, look to bet them week one against Ohio. It's 3.5. It went from 2.5 to 3.5. Who else? Nevada, they won. They covered.
Dude, did you see how they covered, though?
Yeah, I'm telling you what. I think we were pretty spot on the handicap. The Nevada stinks. New Mexico State just stinks a little bit more.
That was late night, dude. I was watching that. That was like 11 o'clock my time, I think, that thing ended.
North Texas blew out UTEP. I was actually going to look at UTEP.
I was on UTEP. I fucking dove deep on Thursday night and thought UTEP was one of my favorite plays.
They were not a bad play going in.
The delay. Yeah, I blame the delay.
For sure. And then I was going to look at them week one against Oklahoma plus 31. I'm not going to do that anymore.
I need a break.
Vandy ran for 10 plus yards on 40% of their plays.
Wow.
Against Hawaii. I mean, they were just fucking gashing them. It didn't matter.
Five bet in the history.
Didn't matter if it was 2.5, 6.5, 8.5. It didn't matter. Fucking Hawaii is in a bad spot with that program.
They went up 7-0, didn't they?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
I thought Hawaii went up 7.
Maybe.
I think you're thinking of UConn.
UConn was up 14.
No, you're right. Hawaii was up 7-0.
Yeah. Impressive start for the lads.
I watched a good bit of that game. I may have been asleep for the first quarter, though, and woke up for the second quarter. Because when I started watching, the Vandy was up, and I was like, oh, okay, we're good here. Let's just fucking start going.
I forgot. I tweeted it out, dude. I forgot. The fucking 6 a.m. till fucking midnight sweat.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was fucking it. When I was adding those baseball games in the morning, I was like, I do not need to be adding this to my fucking ticker right now.
I was visualizing you just sitting there fucking just.
You know, I got like three TVs going for footy at like 7 a.m. Yep. And then it just, oh, man. College football is a fucking circus.
It really is a circus.
We were 62% as a show.
That's pretty good. That'll be good. I was worried because obviously I was on Vandy in Illinois and those lines were moving, but it didn't fucking make a difference. And like, there's a bunch of lines. There's some games that I'm going to be on where the lines moved again against me in a bad way. Like,
I don't think you can worry about that.
I don't think you can either. Especially
the sharps come in late, right?
Correct. Like, I was looking at Pitt, and now
it's Ohio State actually at 15.5 now.
It was 17.5 earlier today.
Yeah, I think
I've seen 15.5.
I think it's up from 15.
That's a ridiculous number.
Is it?
You think?
Yeah, I'm going back and forth on that.
Listen, their offense is going to be fucking insane.
Yeah.
Their defense was the problem last year. Remember, they got ran on.
Oh, they got fucking raced. Yeah,
but they brought over the DC from Oklahoma State, who's been really, really good, obviously, for years and years and years. So that's where they're hoping. Obviously, they have talent, too, on that side. Like, they have talent. If they could get the defensive side of the ball figured out.
Are you on the Irish?
I'm not on either. That's a lot of points.
I think on game day, they were talking about how the Ohio State defense has improved right after Kirk Herbstreit picked Nebraska to win the Big Ten West.
I am looking at 12 games right now.
Hold on. Let's see what I got here.
I'm glad I started research a week and a half ago.
I am fired up for the backyard brawl.
It went from 6.5 to 7.5.
Yep. I jumped on it today. I'm on,
you're on
JT
who?
Daniels.
Okay.
In the West.
Oh, you're on the Mountaineers?
Plus 7.5. Yeah, I'm pretty fucking confident that that's a one score football game.
Okay. We can.
I think that's going to go up.
You do? You think it'll keep going to 8? So it being minus 122 makes me think that it's probably 7.5 is the highest, but obviously that could fall.
Everybody I've seen is on Pitt. Everything I've seen.
I liked Pitt. Strictly because they return 15 starters, which is a lot of starters.
My only issue, Tone, I don't like WVU's coach.
Yeah, Neil Brown.
I don't have faith in him.
They did bring in, what's his name? Graham Harrell, who I believe recruited JT Daniels to USC. I can't remember. But I like Pitt strictly because they return 15 starters. They return all five offensive linemen, which is huge for me. They have, if you look at a lot of things, they have anywhere between the number two and number three ranked D line in the country. Last year, I know it's completely different offense, but West Virginia gave up, was 100th in the nation in sacks given up. So when you look at the trenches, I give Pitt the advantage there. The worry here is a new OC for Pitt and brand new quarterback, which is a huge worry for me. Now, there's a brand new OC and quarterback on the other side as well.
Yep. I love the angle with the two USC quarterback battle.
Slovis and fucking JT.
Yeah, yeah. Slovis obviously took JT Daniels' job.
There's a lot of games this week that I feel like could either be like big dogs win outright, or you are gonna have egg on your face.
Yep.
Yeah, like there. Big dogs winning outright.
Like I'm looking at Cincinnati getting 6.5 at Arkansas.
So I handicapped that one too because I like it. Where is it? Arkansas.
Is it? Am I just drinking the fickle Kool-Aid here?
I don't know. There's different ways of that one too. So obviously, Arkansas returns their quarterback. They have four O linemen returning.
They were good to start the year last year.
They were. They lose Treylon Burks, and they lose some guys on defense. Cincy is 130th in the NCAA in returning all conference people. They lost a quarterback, wide receiver, running back, six people off the defense went to the draft. Here's their one saving grace, though. They returned their entire O-line for Cincy.
Love that.
So that's huge.
I'm just going to take Cincy because I feel like, I don't know. A 6.5 feels like a lot.
I think you can safely drink the Kool-Aid because it's not like a snake oil type thing. Right. Like it's a legitimate great program. And they always come out and fight and hit hard, and you know what you're going to get in that department.
The game that's really caught my eye is that Utah at Florida.
Okay, so I love a certain side on that one.
You Utah?
I'm fucking hammering.
Everybody loves Utah, and it's fucking terrifying,
it's
dude.
It's super terrifying. They are 12th, though, in returning all-conference experience. They return their quarterback, their running back, and five of their top six wide receivers come back on an offense that was scoring 40 points a game last year. Florida's got Anthony Richardson, super athletic. He only threw 60 passes last year. I think he had five touchdowns and five interceptions or something like that. And then I read something where, what's his name? Coach's name coming in from Raging Cajuns, Billy Napier.
Oh, Billy Napier. Oh,
they used to fucking love to bully people. Diner.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to try to do the same thing. Will they be able to bully people up in the SEC? Obviously, Utah's not an SEC opponent, but Utah's
this is different now.
Utah's pretty good. So I am going to probably be on the Utes this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. And then we talked to Ohio State.
Yep.
I think Coastal Carolina is a decent number at home against Army.
Yeah, I like both those teams. So I think I'm going to stay away from that one. Let me see. Let me pull it up.
But I just realized, like, I don't have a game locked in till like 5 on Saturday. We can't live like that.
No.
Oh, yeah, you can't. You're going to have to have a new
You got to be guns blazing and fucking – we get kicked off at 9 a.m. here. You know what I mean?
Army and Carolina both return their quarterbacks. Coastal Carolina, their issue is they lost a lot. They only bring back four guys on offense, three on defense. Army brings back eight on offense, six on defense. The worry here, though, with Coastal, for me, betting against Coastal, is they do bring back their fucking quarterback, who's been really good for, 3 years now?
Yeah, they're very good at home.
So I think I'm just going to watch.
How many mullets do they return?
Not enough.
I'm gonna go Coastal money line, I feel like.
Not enough. But, like, line movement, I was looking at Michigan State against Western, and it was 18.5 when I looked at it last week, and now it's 21.5. Like, that's a scary number move for me.
I mean, I don't know. UNC minus 34.5. Did you see the end of that one?
Well, yes. And they should.
Come on, dude. What the fuck?
Shouldn't have been that close. I mean, they were playing with nobody because of. Dude,
I literally got the notification that they went up, and I was like, oh, we covered. And then I get the notification because I wasn't watching. I was like, what the fuck happened?
There was like games this upcoming weekend where I liked one team, and then the team that they were playing, was also good, so I stayed away. Like, there's some of that situations. I could have pulled the trigger probably on 20 this weekend. Feels like it's probably going to be 12.
I just hate laying that many points, dude.
Like,
you just get to that point in the game where it just doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, Houston I love this year, but they're going against the Roadrunners, who I also love. So I'm not going to take that game.
It's all the underdog team total at that point. It's like, all right, you know, yeah. If they're scoring
like
17.
You're betting, what I love is fucking between, like up to, like, 5. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you know fucking it's a fight till the end. Like,
yep.
Nobody cares if they win by 30 or 37. I guess you do if you're, like, trying to make the playoff, but not really.
Keep the boosters happy.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Okay. Yeah, we'll look. We'll continue to look at these. But Thursday, maybe Pitt. Maybe.
I don't know about that one.
West Virginia is like a Northwestern caliber play for me.
Friday, maybe Michigan State.
Rutgers plus 7.5, respectfully.
Obviously. I'm looking at Michigan State. Even though they lost Kenneth Walker to the Seahawks, he was really, really good. They added the 2020 Pac-12 Player of the Year running back from Colorado. And Western Michigan loses Sky Moore and their quarterback. They're 105th in the country as far as bringing back experience. So maybe in that one.
I've seen some rumblings out of State College that they might have a little Saquon type situation.
Penn State and Purdue, backfield. I was going to look at the – I backed off of that one. I was going to look at the under, but I backed way off of that.
Yeah, I was initially thinking just Purdue and go double dog Thursday. But I'm a little afraid of James Franklin, what he could just potentially be cooking.
Yeah, I was leaning fucking Penn State in that one.
Yeah, Penn State money line or the
three. And I like my Beavers Saturday night against Boise State at home.
So that was one where I liked both teams. I like both teams in that. I couldn't figure
out. Oregon State's got a fucking good program.
I was going to lean Oregon State because the 2.5 is a good number there or whatever, but I stayed away. That was one where I couldn't remember what other ones where I liked both.
I almost want to lay the 21.5 with my Huskies as well.
Washington?
Yeah.
Who do they have again?
They got what's-his-name, the quarterback from IU, Penix. Who's going to go off, I think.
Yeah, they'll go against Penix. Who do they play?
Hold on.
Washington. Kent State.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kent was not very good last year.
Doesn't feel like the too many points.
We know that they lost Dusty Crum.
I feel like Kent State's the last team with those like triangle yard markers.
Oh, you know what I was super pissed about? I had Texas State on my list last week, plus 6.5 against Nevada. They're now plus 0.5 against Nevada.
Plus 0.5?
Yeah. That one scares me a little bit.
That's college football, baby.
I know. Okay, we'll go through all that this week. We'll go through all the picks we like, so on and so forth. Let's jump into not a huge baseball slate, so let's just do that today.
Well, no, there's not much out there.
We're also going to do AFC South and NFC South this week, just so next week when week one comes, we'll just fucking focus on week one strictly on that. There's going to be a lot of football. We don't need to talk about fucking season previews. Let's do baseball to start today. There's already been some news out of baseball. The second shortest odds for Cy Young in the NL. Gonsolin is out now on the 15-day IL now. He was supposed to start today. So I assume – I didn't check the movement, but I assume there's been some movement on our guy, Sandy Alcantara, to win the – Cy Young now that Gonsolin's on 15-day
complete IL. Game on Saturday.
I know.
Comes back after getting lit and shoves it against the Dodgers. I love that, man.
So Gonsolin's out. I was going to take them because he's been so fucking good. Now Michael Grove is starting today. You know anything about fucking Michael Grove?
Never met the man.
Never met the man.
Atletico Madrid's down to Valencia? Jesus.
Michael Grove hasn't pitched since June 1st.
Big Grove.
Where he gave up 3 earned runs in one inning.
Steady Eddie, they call him.
Probably going to stay away from that one.
Yeah,
fuck him out.
I know it's just a 4-game series, but it feels like the Dodgers have been in Miami for a month.
It does. Fucking Pablo Lopez, who also hasn't been good. Also, Dodgers are number one versus righties over the last month or so. They're 43-10 in their last 53. Marlins are 8-20 in their last 28. So, yeah, I was going to take the Dodgers. I was going to lay it there. But probably not with Mikey Grove. Probably going to want to see what happens in that one.
Yeah, I'm out.
St. Louis is in Cincy. Mikolas goes against Chase Anderson. Chase Anderson's got a 5-6-2. Hasn't pitched in 2022. Reds are 2-5 in their last 7. Makes me think I want to go cards, but Mikolas hasn't been incredible as of late.
Tell you what, Mikolas has been fucking ruining my nights for a few weeks now. I'm good on Mikolas. Back to the court, pal.
Me too.
I am fading the Mikolas.
Really? You're going Chase Anderson, huh?
Yeah, I'm taking the I'm taking the Reds plus 1.5.
It's
plus money, which I think is a little outrageous just because of the Cardinals coming off the Sunday Night Baseball huge series with the Braves, a little hungover, traveling to Cincy, you know.
Don't worry, lads. Fucking VAR wiped it out. We're still 0-0.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
Bruce also wakes up and thinks Athletic Bilbao, if you did not know, Tom.
I did not.
Athletic
Bilbao. Four bagel today, Bruce, for Bilbao.
Let's go. It's always Bilbao.
Cubs are in Toronto. Javier Assad goes for the Cubs versus Jose Berrios. Assad, in his one start this year, actually went 4, gave up 4 hits and no earned runs. Cubbies are 4-1, their last 5 on the road. Berrios, we know
he's been better, hasn't he?
We know about Berrios. 5-2-5. Yeah, he's given up 2-1 in his last 2 starts, but he gave up 8-5 the 2 starts before that. So
streaky.
See how that goes. Toronto's 7-3 in their last 10. I'm good on this one too.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm not betting on the Jays the way they're going.
Berrios is an outrageous 250 favorite.
Yeah, can't have that.
Jays just got swept by the fucking Angels at home, dude.
No, thank you.
If anybody was playing decent ball in the AL East, we might have a pennant race.
Seriously. Speaking of, Boston's in Minnesota. Brian Bello goes against Dylan Bundy. Bello gave up...
That was the best start he's had 2 last time out.
Yeah, he gave up 2 in his first start back. Sox are actually...
He's got a filthy changeup. He just doesn't use it.
Sox are actually hitting well, too. In the last month, but they are 2-5 in their last 7. Bundy goes for the Twins. He's been pitching well. He's given up 2-1-0-2 in his last 4 starts. He's got a 2-6-8 at home. I was leaning. I don't know. I was leaning Minnesota, but for some reason I couldn't pull the trigger on them.
Trevor Story back in the lineup tonight.
That's the
playoff push, lads. I can't fucking bet this one.
We are gonna make. I am gonna make some picks here tonight.
I have 2.
Me too.
I am fading Bello and taking the Twins. It's mostly just Bundy's been pitching well. He's better at home, and it's just kind of a standings bet where the Twins are kind of tracking down the Orioles in the wild card, and the Red Sox, I think, are 7 back. I don't worship it, but I think the Twins probably win their 4th.
I was looking at the Twins, but they're 2-6 in their last 8. Sox are 2-5 in their last 7. I'm good on both those. Corbin Burns is almost a $4 favorite against the Buccos. We don't know who's going there yet. Yankees are in L.A. Montas goes against Suarez. Montas has given up 2-6-2-6 in his last 4. Those are all with the Yankees. Suarez has given up 3 in each of his last 2 starts. He gave up 0 in the 3 starts before that. Yankees are number 5 versus lefties. Is this one of yours?
I got Yanks first 5 money line.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Montas looked good last time out, and that was against the Mets.
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully, Fuck, we'll see. I was expecting you to go Angels first five plus a.
This goes two ways, though, right, Bruce? Like, you either Montas knows the Angels and pitches well against them, or the Angels know Montas and they hit them. But history shows that Montas is good against the Angels, is good in the AL West. So, yeah, I think the Yanks are starting to get going again a little bit here.
Just settled down a bit, feels like.
Yeah. To your point, two starts this year for Montas against the Angels. He has a 2.35.
Yeah. Love it. Love it.
Ranger Suarez goes against Mad Bum. That's Philly in Arizona. Mad Bum has not been pitching well. He's given up 5-6-5-4-4 in his last five starts.
Busy at the rodeo.
Suarez has a 2-4-1 on the road. Phillies are number 8 versus lefties. Arizona's number 26 versus lefties. Both teams are playing well. Philly's 6-1 in their last 7. Arizona's 4-1 in their last 5. I will, however, lay the half first 5 with the Phillies.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Last game of the night in the Bay. Clevinger goes against Rodon. Rodon's been pitching well. 1-1-2-1-0 in his last 5 starts. 1-8-6 at home. However, Padres number 1 versus lefties. Is Rodon a fucking lefty? Did I fuck that up?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Giants have lost 4 in a row and are 28th versus righties. I don't like going against the better pitcher. And what did I text you guys that I needed a week that I did not take the Padres? I don't know if it's been a week or not, but I'm going to take them first 5 plus a half.
Yeah, I'm on the Giants.
Okay, I mean, there's.
I mean, both these teams have not been good to me, so I don't know.
Me either.
It just feels like the game of the night, pitching wise. It just feels like when I saw Dad's Padres Clevinger versus Rodon, I knew that I had to bet this game.
I hate that I'm on it. I'm on the Padres first 5 plus a half, and I'm on Philly first 5 minus a half.
Yanks first 5 money line. Giants first 5 money line.
Reds plus 1.5 and the Twins money line.
Okay. Mitch, you take anything in there today, pal?
Let's see. I did just chef up a parlay.
You fucking chefed up a parlay?
Chef Mitch.
Fucking Chef Mitch been cooking in the back.
Well, yes, running the first inning for two of these games here. Wait, shit. Now I'm on the wrong page. I just clicked on my settled bet. Sorry. Okay. Yep. Yes, run in the first inning for the Cardinals, Reds, and then yes, run in the first inning for the Cubs, Blue Jays.
I don't hate it. Don't hate that at all.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Just a little something. Huh. Just a little something.
Dolphins release Sony Michel.
Oh, golly.
Did Dolphins. He ever play there?
No, they picked him up in the offseason, right?
Wow.
So the running backs are Chase Edmonds, Raheem Mostert, and Gaskins.
Gaskins actually looked good the other night.
And Ahmed. That's a lot of running backs there. Someone had to get.
I just like the thought. They let go of my guy Sanu, too. But I like the thought of Sony Michel for the goal line. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
But what do you get? Mostert looked good the other night.
Always
and
does.
Guess what?
When he's healthy, he always does.
Anytime Tua throws any sort of deep ball to Tyreek Hill, I'm going to get excited about it. Leave me alone. My team stunk forever. I know it was against the Eagles, twos and threes. I do not give a fuck.
Hey, you do what you got to do, pal.
I will.
All right, that leads us into the NFL. AFC South, NFC South. The two teams alphabetically to start these fucking divisions both stink, okay? Over-under is 4.5 for the Texans and the Falcons. We'll start with the Texans. They are dead last, plus 30,000 to win the Super Bowl. 10,000 for the AFC. Over-under is 4.5. They are plus 1,500 to make the playoffs. Tell you what. You know, we look at games that they can get. Games that they can get. They're on the road. Like, they're...
Oh, Bruce.
They're in Chicago.
I'm high on the Texans, like as high as you can be.
Sure. But they're games that they can get. They're in Chicago. They're in New York against the Giants. That's not great when those games are on the road. They get Washington.
At Jacksonville.
Yeah, at Jacksonville. Obviously, they have Jacksonville at home, too, because of the division. Washington's at home. Other than that, though, I'm not taking the over 4.5. Do I like Davis Mills? Yeah. Do I like Brandon Cooks? Yeah. Nico Collins, other wideout, as people have liked him, the rookie from Florida, the running back people have liked in the preseason. Not a lot of names you recognize on the defense. They drafted Derek Stingley Jr., who I like, but
I'm going over here, though.
Oh, you getting 5?
Oh yeah.
Okay, tell me.
So I think I'd give them 2 against the Jags. Let's say at least 1.
Okay, give them 1.
I say they get 1 against. They get 1 of 4 against the Titans and Colts.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. They did it last year.
They beat the Guardians at home.
Okay, there's 3.
They get the Bears in Chicago. Okay,
there's 4.
And then fucking, I would say at Giants, but they get 1 somewhere else along the way.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah, for sure.
I know they did look good against the Niners.
I mean, that's that was tough, dude.
They have to beat the Jaguars twice. That seems imperative to the operation.
But think about it, dude. Like, say they win 2 out of 6 against the division.
Yeah.
That gets you to a point where they should find another 3.
You would hope, maybe.
Right?
Then you got to win in Chicago and in New York.
I don't know. If you're the Jags, though, and you're looking at 2 games against the Texans, you're probably thinking, okay, we're at least fucking getting
both teams are thinking
those,
that.
You know?
Texans are thinking that. Jaguars.
Oh, yeah.
Both
teams are thinking they're getting both.
Spider-Man.
Both teams think they're getting both.
And then the Falcons, they are 2nd longest odds to win the Super Bowl at plus 25,000.
Falcons are a team I'm worried about.
Plus 10,000 to win the NFC. Over-under is 4.5 again. To make the playoffs, 790. Obviously, they added Mariota and Drake London in the draft. They lost fucking Mike Davis, Russ Gage, Hayden Hurst, Dante Fowler. What's his name? Got suspended for the season. Ridley. You pull up their schedule. I think it's a worse situation than the fucking than the Texans. So you go at Seattle, maybe, and then you got Chicago at home. Other than that,
their total? Same?
4.5. Wow. Same fucking thing.
Oh, jeez.
I can't find 5 here.
Here's the thing, though. You look. No, Cardinals won't have it. You maybe steal 1 at home against the Bucs if they have the division wrapped up.
Maybe. Okay. That's a big
one. So that's what we got to start looking at
week
here.
Week 18. Yeah, sure.
Right. That might be 1 there.
Maybe.
I tell you what, dude. I'm fucking. I was high on the Panthers before. I like the Panthers, dude.
I do too. I liked them last year.
Like, think about Baker the year before last year. Think about him with Christian McCaffrey. Panthers defense was good last year. They were 4-1 last year before McCaffrey got hurt with fucking Sam Darnold.
Let's just say this. I'm going to sprinkle some on the Falcons plus 400 to have the worst regular season record.
Yeah. I think that if the Giants improve a little, the Falcons have a good shot at having the worst offense. And
Mariota's going to be fucking in a body cast by week 4 if they run him like they have been.
Yeah, that is kind of
they might just have to run 2 QBs if they're playing like that.
All right, I really hate both of these teams, and looking at their schedules, there's no way that they're. I want to bet both.
What do you hate? What do you hate about the Texans, Mitt?
Dude, they just fucking.
There's no one on the team.
There's
to hate
no me. Reason to hate the Texans.
There's no reason at all. To like. Okay, well, there's no reason to like them either.
Yeah, you
Dougie
like
Mills,
Dougie,
dude, our boy.
I mean, Dougie's gonna.
Dougie
cover,
Mills
gonna
made
fight.
You a boatload of money last year, man, and you know it.
I know, dude. He's gonna cover. He's gonna fight. I was gonna say I'm not taking any season bets on either of these fucking teams, but I will take the Houston Texans most games to cover. They're gonna get big ass spreads.
Speaking of,
I just hope that they can show some fight.
Speaking of, let's just roll through quickly. I haven't done a fucking lick of research on the week 1 lines as far as besides what we've done here as far as previews but I haven't done any like matchup stats and blah, blah, blah. See who, anything like that. The biggest line of the week is the Colts are -8.5 at the Texans.
Fucking book that. Give me the Texans week 1 +8.5.
Don't hate it, Mitt.
Hey,
who's by 4 or some shit?
Welcome to teaser season, boys. That's the ultimate fucking teaser line.
Yep. Bills are 2.5 going into the Rams. That'll be interesting. I don't have any thoughts on that one yet.
What is that?
What?
Favored by 2.5 on the road.
As the Super Bowl defending champ.
Almost half.
So basically,
what is that?
Basically saying the Bills are like 4.5 points better than the.
At least they're saying at least that.
You have to take. I mean, you don't have to. I'm telling you right now. Give me the Rams, and I hate the Rams.
So Super Bowl teams in the opener, I think, are like 19-3 or something straight up.
They have been good. They have been good. Now a lot of those
also, Tony, 2.5 points, dog at home. Like what?
I hope it gets to 3, or I'll buy a point.
They just won the fucking Super Bowl, dude. With who'd they lose?
They didn't get worse. I don't think.
I guess they lost Whitworth.
Vaughn did play a big part in that at the end.
Vaughn was a dog, sure,
but I mean they'll be fine. We're gonna say
I don't love that. I'm not loving the Rams, but that just seems that smells a bit fishy to me.
Yep.
Yeah, and Tony pointed out like the Bills' record. Before the fucking playoffs, like 3 games before the playoffs,
They were 7-6, and then they went on a little bit of a run there.
Yeah, like that is kind of.
Are you? When are you going to go on your rant about Josh Allen being ranked 13th? Though,
what are you talking about?
When are you going to go on your rant about Josh Allen being ranked 13 in the top 100?
Oh, you know I don't give a shit about any of that. I do love Josh Allen though. they also they lost week 1 last year when they were 6.5 point favorites at home.
Yeah.
Speaking of 6.5 point dogs on the road again, Steelers are at the Bengals. Bengals did have their number last year. I will say that if anybody's planning on betting that game. And
I mean, who's healthy for the fucking Steelers after yesterday?
Don't you fucking, they're fine, okay? I've been told they're fine.
But Caboli says, Clay, don't fucking draft Claypool in your fantasy.
Well, Caboli is a ray of sunshine. He is a ray of sunshine.
Caboli was fucking on fire.
Would you like to know the most one-sided game of week 1? Well, I'm only 3 games in, but I assume this is going to be the most one-sided game of week 1.
What do you got?
Eagles -3.5 at the Lions. I'm not talking about like the final score. I'm talking about 98% of the public is going to be on the Eagles.
Yeah. Just about.
Oh, hey, I know. Hey, they were fucking all over me Saturday night. Don't worry. They might be the best team since fucking the Pats went undefeated.
Yeah, 3.5. What the fuck is this? Like, what? I thought we got the Lions at good prices here.
Yeah, well, you want them to be more?
Yeah, like what the fuck? They should be like 10-point dogs. Like, we all watched Hard Knocks.
I think the Lions are going to be able to run the ball. I love their O-line. Goff is what he is, but my worry here is the Eagles have a good D-line, like a really
good
D-line.
The Eagles can't be bad because they're good in the trenches on both sides of the ball.
You would think so.
Right?
You would think.
Like, that's how you build a team.
You would think, yes. So we'll
see. Are they as good as everyone's making them out to be? I don't know.
With just a little bit of research that I've done, this next game, Saints are -6. They're -5.5. Now they're a road favorite, which -5.5 at the Falcons. You can just book me fucking -5.5 on the Saints, and if they don't cover it, who fucking cares?
Feels like a Colts Saints teaser right there.
Speaking of teasers, Ravens are -6.5 at the Jets.
There it is. There's the three.
Flacco revenge game. If you want to talk another one, Niners are -6.5 at the Bears.
The Ravens are going to destroy the Jets week 1.
That's another.
There's like no doubt in my mind.
Oh, cut that!
They're gonna kill him. 42-17.
Nate, I'm with you, Bruce. I think the Jets fucking stink, dude.
San Francisco 6.5 at the Bears.
I don't like that.
I'm gonna stay away there.
Ooh, I want to take the Bears.
Maybe.
I love Justin Fields, man.
Yeah, you take the Bears. Go ahead. I'm not saying I'm
not taking the fucking Bears. I'll never say that. I just think
Bosa has 6 sacks in the first half, and you're like, what was I thinking?
Justin Fields should ask for a trade at the end of the season.
That'd be sweet. A couple 2.5s here.
Yeah, we're all taking Cleveland, right?
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
That line is such a shitty line. Carolina minus 2.5 is actually a great fucking bet right now. And it's fucking juice to the Browns.
Yes, it is.
Let's go. I'll take that right now.
That's because it's 2.5 and nothing.
Who's he taking?
I'll take Carolina minus 2.5.
Okay, Baker's good. I'll
probably be on that side. I'm not sure.
Also, I bet that fucking months ago, dude. As soon as they got Baker, I was in.
Here's
that's
something.
A Baker Mayfield Super Bowl.
Here's something. Panthers and Dolphins are both 2.5, but the money line is Panthers minus 130. Dolphins are minus 170. 40-cent different on the money line. Same fucking spread.
Stinks to high heaven.
The Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites. One team has gotten rave reviews this offseason. One team has gotten horrendous reviews this offseason.
Man, you are on fire right now.
Is he just cutting everywhere?
Holy fuck. What is this, around the room?
Yeah, and then I also said fuck into the microphone with it on. So,
Finn's
that was awesome.
I bet he meant. Finns are minus 2.5 against the Pats. That'll be
yeah, I won't be touching this one, but you'd have to hope that the fucking Finns could win it.
You want to talk about a stinky? I don't know if it's stinky, but I am fucking tempted here. Jags are plus 3.5 on the road in Commander time.
Oh no.
Oh, you're taking Jags?
I no research. I want it. 3 in the hook. You know I want it.
I mean, if there's Urban any game Meyer. Not to bet week 1, it is the Commies versus the Jets.
3 in the hook. I want it. Yeah, you shouldn't bet that game. Okay.
I'm on the other side.
Watch me be on the Jags, though.
Yeah, I can see
I'm
myself
on the other side.
Watch me. Jag.
I honestly, if it depends when Chase Young comes back. But I think the Guardians could win that division.
Here's the most Gumpy bet of all time. He will be on. You can guarantee book
it. Guardians right Commanders.
Guarantee book it right now. Raiders are plus 3.5 at the Chargers. Pat will be on the Raiders plus the 3.5.
Oh, yeah. That'll get to 4 before game time.
Yes, it will.
The autumn wind is
a Giants are plus 5.5 in Tennessee.
Grab the gun, leave the cannoli.
What do you think about Giants plus 5.5 in Tennessee?
5.5 is not enough points to be in Tennessee, Bruce. I don't think,
what?
At this time.
You guys fucking stink. Dude.
That line can't close there. It has to go to 7.
Oh, it'll go. It will.
Yeah, it has to go.
And then
to
I'll probably jump on the Giants when it does.
No, I'll see you there.
No.
Maybe. I don't know. Chiefs.
Do they have a good enough O line to just ground and pound if Saquon's back?
It's better.
Hopefully, it's improved. The interior's been banged up and injured, but it's definitely the best it's been for Saquon's tenure.
Here's the problem: that Tennessee D line is very good, so not the best of matchups as far as that's concerned.
Yeah. What about Koharski? Fucking
Koharski.
Koharski burying Tannehill. Well,
hey, hey, wait till we get to the Titans. I'm not going to argue with him, I don't think.
No, I fucking sit there with him, my friend. I'm just glad somebody else said it.
Huh?
When do they turn to Malik Willis?
It doesn't sound like anytime soon. Chiefs are minus 3.5 in the desert in Arizona.
That could be a forgot about Dre situation where the Chiefs just destroy him, or it could be Cardinals money.
Cards start hot every year, dude. Fucking
yeah, it could be. You know, we're crowning Kyler, and it's Cardinals money line. I don't know that.
First 8 games of the year is Cliff season.
Hold on, I found one that may also rival the Eagles as far as ticket count. Packers are minus 2.5 in Minnesota.
2.5.
Uh huh.
What's money line?
I can't remember the last time that this game hasn't been 2.5.
Really?
When Packers have been in Minnesota. I feel like it's been that every single fucking time.
Are you high on the Vikings like everybody else?
I can't remember. I'll have to go back and look at the tape to remember what I said.
I'm wildly low on the Vikings right now.
What did I say?
Me too. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid.
We liked their offensive weapons.
It was their, for me, it was their secondary. Their secondary is old and just, we don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to have to see
them play. To be honest, I can't remember. Going to have to do some research on this one. Oh, here's my favorite game of the week.
Boston. I think the Packers defense could be suffocating this year.
I actually did a, I agree. They're gonna
if
be
those dogs from fucking Georgia. Could
the dogs from Georgia, their secondary's fucking really good. The pass rushers they already had are good. Fucking yeah. They, their one weakness was middle linebacker, and they found what's his name last year.
Isn't that, didn't they draft Dean?
No, no, Kobe Dean's with the Eagles. They drafted Quay Walker, I believe is his name.
Yeah.
Was he linebacker or the D tackle?
He was linebacker.
Good question.
Okay. But no, the middle linebacker who they found was great last year, was an all-pro, and then they just paid. Can't think of his name off the top of my head. I don't think they have a hole on defense. So, yeah, like the Green Bay, because most a lot because of their defense and their quarterback, obviously. Bucks are minus 1.5 against the Cowboys. This morning I put a parlay in on Saints and Bucks. It's my little NFC South parlay. Why? Why are the Bucks only minus 1.5 here? Am I the only one that thinks it should be more?
I mean, we thought the same last year when it was 6.5.
And then it went to 9.5. It
got to 9.5.
It went to 9.5 before kickoff. Wait till you see. Wait, this one's going to move. That's why I took the Bucks right now. Have to.
1.5?
Yeah, that seems crazy.
Tom looked fine.
Yep.
They have all their weapons. Cowboys do not. Better defense. I don't understand it. Mitt, you want to defend your boys real quick or?
I mean, everybody's fucking getting hurt.
They always, Jerry said the fucking Cowboys run through Zeke. And guess who has the number one rush defense like the last 2 years? It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Sorry, Mitt, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, they're going to fucking, like, honestly, the beginning of the year, they're going to really struggle to find that second, third receiver. I mean, I don't know. I think they have a couple tight ends, though. Like, sure. They might just run fucking three tight end sets and run the ball.
For sure. Good.
Who's going to trade for Mims?
Mims. I don't know.
He's good, dude. Mims. I like Mims. I like him last year.
What you know, if you want to fucking make a you want to make a trade request and then go up, put 100 yards, that's sweet.
Yeah.
And then the last game is Broncos have moved from 5.5 over the important number of 6 to 6.5 against Seattle in Seattle.
It was 4.5 yesterday afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So it, went, it was 5.5 and it went down 4.5 back up 6.5. Interesting. Those are your week one odds. We will obviously do more of that over the next 2 weeks.
Fucking Gino, dude.
Sounds like you got something to say, Bruce.
Drew Lock's 3 picks weren't on him, by the way.
The one was.
Did you watch that game?
Yeah.
The one was terrible. The other two hit the receivers right in the fucking mitts.
No, I know. I had a member because that was my...
I had the same moneyline parlay.
I had a good weekend. 3-0 in college, plus 5.5 for the Bears, but I had the moneyline parlay on Carolina and Seattle, and that one got me.
I lost that one, and then Vikings moneyline, they just didn't want, they traded for Big Dick Nick and just didn't want to let him eat.
Yeah.
Gumpy, I do think it is time that we stop drinking the Drew Lock Kool-Aid.
No.
Maybe. But
I'm not. But we got to wait till he hits a fucking dance after a Geno touchdown.
Actually, we were talking.
It's going to be halfway through the year. Geno's going to be sucking. He's going to come in and win a game that they're supposed to lose. He's going to hit a dance. He's going to go viral. Yeah. It's going to be the whole fucking thing again.
We were actually talking during that game. Somehow, Nick Eason, 4 minutes left in the game.
Wait, former
got got. Jakob Eason. Sorry, Jakob Eason. Got 4 drives, 4 attempts at it.
So this is the thing everyone's like, oh, the Seahawks wanted Drew Lock to win the job. If you wanted him to win the job, fuck, give him the 2-minute drill to win a fucking preseason game then.
Also, how did he get 4 tries?
Well, then there was a fumble at the end that they reversed. He almost got another shot.
I'll tell you why. It's fucking Mike McCarthy clock management. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's still there. Fucking Tampa Bay Bucks, minus 1.5, week one. Bet of the year.
Just take it money line.
Yeah, I will. I did. I'm not fucking wrong.
That's the money line parlays are always the best in NFL. You get like 2 or 3 of those, 2 or 3 teasers.
Ooh. Fucking day. Like this.
It actually does really suck. As like, as someone who's cheering for the Cowboys, you're always thinking Super Bowl this year, this year, this year. Last year really fucking felt like the year. This, and then like everything right, no one gets hurt, the season just goes fucking great, and then this year it's just been like off season, lose every single fucking weapon, lose fucking half your O-line, fucking Zeke looks a little bigger.
I think Zeke
looks, good. You see that suit and that hair? That helmet too. I love Zeke.
That helmet is sick.
The trade just happened. It's like an under the radar trade, but I like it. Laviska Shenault is going from the Jags to the Panthers. Second round pick out of Colorado. Is that where he's from? I like these where it's like, it's kind of like the Mims situation where the current team that you got drafted, it's a new regime. Things haven't really gone your way yet. Get a new fresh start for a guy who had a lot of talent coming out of college. I like, you know.
Wait, where did you say Ballard?
No, he can pick up Panthers. The phone.
Who?
I like that.
Ballard?
I think so. I think he does.
So who is there besides Pittman, actually?
A lot of unknowns.
Actually.
A lot of unknowns.
I mean, Alec Pierce looked great at the
Pierce is good. I'll give you that. But you know what I mean?
Maybe. You got to see him in a game.
Paris Campbell is their starting slot, I guess. But, I mean, he's probably going to get hurt week one.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you getting? What are you going to have to trade for Mims? A fifth?
Not even, probably.
Mims.
Right?
What did Siobhan just go for?
It hasn't come out yet.
I don't know. Awesome.
All right.
You
want to pop over to Flushing, Queens?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, before we get out of here, there's also a boost. Serena and Kyrgios to each win their first set and match in round one. I know you like Kyrgios.
So he actually said to the press, I think he said, I kind of just want the U.S. Open to be over so I can go home.
Okay, good. So,
so if you have the Kyrgios future, maybe consider cashing
out. Cash that one out.
Dirty Mike is boots on the ground. He's going to be boots on the ground every day this week.
It's cool.
Because I don't know what's up with his job, but whatever. closing tonight, Jack Draper. Is plus 120. He likes him there. And then tomorrow, Dimitrov is minus 200.
Okay.
Goyacek is plus 350.
Ooh, okay.
So a nice cheeky dog there. Emmer, spelt Y-M-E-R, is minus 150. Jack Sock plus 175. And that is it for tomorrow.
All right.
Like Sousa.
Thank you to Dirty Mike and the boys at the U.S. Open in New York.
We got footy all week, every day.
Got something tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Leeds is plus money at home, money line against Everton.
Okay.
I like them to bounce back from a tough loss on the weekend. And then Brighton, draw no bet at Fulham. Brighton knocked off Newcastle, who had been playing really well on the weekend. Fulham's been good so far, too. Almost had Arsenal on the weekend, but Brighton, draw no bet there.
All right.
We got Leeds plus money tomorrow?
Yeah, Leeds, Team USA plus money.
What a fucking time. What a time to be
Tottenham,
alive.
Tottenham at West Ham on Wednesday.
Spurs are hot, boys.
Yeah, the Hammers, though, are tough.
That derby is a fucking dogfight.
We need more from old Sonny Digital. He's yet to open his account
this season. Sonny will always come through. All right. I did a lot today, boys. College look ahead. I guess we'll just keep doing college look ahead this week.
This is a bit far ahead, but this line is going. Toronto FC even money at home Wednesday night against LA Galaxy.
Okay.
Those two Italian guys are unbelievable, dude.
They're awesome.
It's absurd what they are doing. They're so good. Different class.
Different fucking class. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Congrats to Rory, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
18 million. It's not nothing to fucking... Liv plays this weekend, but they've announced who's playing. So maybe we'll handicap that. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down. Yeah.